popular now. They're these gorgeous cedar or very expensive wood potting benches that are very, very intricately designed. You could have deluxe garden utility carts. These range from carts that are relatively inexpensive, around $100, all the way up to the really heavy-duty carts for people who live on acreage that range to the $400 or $500 range. What's another thing? Solar fountain kits. Garden art is huge these days, and solar energy is huge. And there's more and more solar fountain kits coming on the marketplace. I was at my local hardware store the other day, and they have these beautiful solar fountains. I wanted to buy all of them. Talk about going into a niche. Beautiful solar fountain kits. They were paired with some very unusual designs for solar path lights. So here we're still in the gardening niche, but if I want to create a garden, most likely as a customer, I want to beautify my whole yard. So do you see how with this I'm building a product line? Well, let's move on to page 3 and look at some other examples. I sell in the gardening niche and I want to build a product line. What else could I have? Well, how about some cedar garden paps? These are actually paps made of cedar that you run through your garden or run over your grass. So instead of putting those really ugly concrete blocks down, you have this beautiful cedar garden cap going through your yard. What about tree grams? Tree benches. Have you guys seen the tree benches? They're literally benches that go around the circumference of the base of a tree, and you can sit on these benches and sit under a tree. They're beautiful. They're very, seem to be very popular. Copper. Copper's huge in gardens right now. How about some copper gardening lights? Or, this is another big one, self-watering planters. How many of you have experienced having hanging planters, and you forget to water them, and they die? Self-watering planters. Great addition to a product line. High-end pruning shears. Well, now there's a staple. Everybody needs pruning shears to tend their garden. Leather gardening gloves. Got to have gardening gloves. Now, let's say you wanted to branch that product line out even more. What else would you put in your garden? Maybe you want to do a water garden. Water gardens are really, really popular. And my guess is that the people who want to have a beautiful solar-powered fountain, that same customer would like to have a water garden. Now, another big thing, backyard ponds. Backyard ponds would appeal to that same group of customers who wants to beautify their yard with a garden. Backyard ponds have a whole, that's a whole product line in and of itself, with pond liners and water pumps and pond sculptures and benches to go by the pond and lights to go around the pond, in the pond. Do you see from this example, though, how we took that niche of gardening and we branched it out? And do you see by this example how the same group of customers that want to buy very basic gardening things would also be interested in buying all of these other unique products? Now, I can tell you right now that you're not going to go to a big box store like Walmart and find beautiful cedar garden caps. You're not going to go to your local department store and find the deluxe garden utility carts or your local hardware store. So these are items that as eBay sellers, you have the opportunity to source and build a very specific product line that's going to set your store apart from other stores on eBay. Now there's two excellent examples of how to build a rich and diverse product line that I want to point you to. On page 3, if you look at point number 10, and we're on topic number 2, point number 10, I've got two websites here that relate to the gardening niche. And one of them is plowandhearth.com, and this is on your worksheet, so I'm not going to bother to spell this. And the other one is smithandhawken.com. For a really good example of how to build a diverse product line, and this applies to gardening because that is a lot of what these two sites revolve around. But I want you to look at these two sites because it also exemplifies how what I'm talking about here and how to build this product line. And you'll be able to see how they've categorized the products. You'll be able to get a visual of how things have been laid out on the website you'll see what kinds of products these guys have added to their site to build a rich and diverse product line. And you'll see how they've advertised things, how they've promoted things. A little tip I want to give you that is on the worksheet, but one of the best ways that you can learn how to build a product line is to just go to Google and look at some of the top websites in the niche that you're interested in selling in. There are wonderful examples in pretty much every niche out there of how to build a product line. Now, you don't need to go and copy exactly what these other stores are doing, but it's going to show you, it's going to give you an example and show you how to do it, and then you can take that same method and apply it to the product line you want to build. So let's move on here to item number 3, and let's talk about the most important thing in building a diverse product line, because it starts with one very important step. And that step is you must know and understand who your customer is before you build a product line. And I'll tell you guys, it all starts here. And this is the most overlooked step that I find across the board that people do not do when they're starting to build an eBay business. Understanding your customer is primary to building a successful product line, because if you don't know who you are selling to, you can't build a product line. Now, I've had a lot of people ask, well, can I just pick some products and sell anything and put them up there? Do I really have to understand my customer? I mean, I literally sometimes see people's eyes glaze over when I say, well, you've got to understand your customer. Sure, you can make sales by not understanding your customer. You can make money by not understanding your customer. But you can't build a business effectively, and you can't build a product line unless you understand who is going to be buying the product for from you. So you need to ask yourself at this juncture, what is your goal? Is your goal to build a business that's going to grow and grow and grow, or is your goal to make some short-term money and be done with it? So building a product line really starts with understanding who your customer is. So let's talk about how do you figure out who that customer is? Because what you're going to do is you're going to want to create a profile of your potential customer. Now, the first thing that I need to say is that if you are at the point where you're still kind of investigating different niches to sell in, different niche markets, so maybe you're looking at selling in the gardening niche, or maybe you're looking at selling in the sporting goods niche, or maybe you're looking at selling in the pet niche, or the electronic toy niche. In order to understand your customer, you're going to need to make, I would recommend, 3 choices. Pick 3 potential niches that you're going to focus on. If you try and do these next exercises that we're going to go through for 20 different niches, you're really biting off more for yourself than you can chew. So the first thing is, before we go through understanding your customer, to understand that you've got to pick no more than 3 different customer bases to do this exercise on, because otherwise it's just too much to manage. So how do you find out who your potential customer might be? Well, it's really very simple. However, it does take some time and it does take some effort. Okay. This is the answer. Bullet point number 1, you read and read some more. You guys, the information is out there on who your potential customers are. Your job as eBay sellers is to locate that information. So where do you find that information? Well, let's say, for example, that you wanted to do some research on sporting goods niche. Or let's say you wanted to do some research on travel goods. You know, the travel goods industry, I just read an article today, the travel goods industry is a $17.7 billion industry, travel goods. Travel goods are like luggage, backpacks, different kinds of carry-on bags, different kinds of travel accessories, $17 billion industry. So the information is there, but you need to find it. So how do you find this? All right, you pick your three niches, and you start looking in different places. You're going to go to Google, and you're going to do some research on Google, looking for any articles that you can find regarding your potential niche. So let's say, for example, that I want to find information on the gardening niche. I'm going to go to Google, and I'm going to type in garden trends. I'm going to type in garden products. I'm going to look at some of the websites that come up, some of the better-known stores that have product lines in the niche that I'm interested in. The other thing I'm going to do, and I'm going to read everything, because there's tons and tons of information out there. People are writing all the time about what are the trends in products, who are the customers, what are they buying. You're going to look at consumer magazines. So, for example, I picked up this article or this magazine a couple days ago. It's called Men's Journal. And in Men's Journal, it has a what's called a gear guide. And in this gear guide, they've got about 8 different kinds of products outlined that are outdoor sporting goods products. So, for example, bike racks. One of them. They've got some high-tech jackets in here, some backpacks. They talk about surfboards, baseball bats, soccer balls, tennis shoes, golf clubs, consumer magazines, any magazine that talks that is related to your niche. So, for example, if your niche is golf, you look for a golf magazine. If your niche is children's products, you look for children's magazines. Magazines that you find at a full-service newsstand, so like at Barnes & Noble or Borders, there is a wealth of information in there. The other place that you can understand who your potential customer is trade publications. Now, at whatdoisell.com, we've got several articles on product sourcing with trade publications, so I'm not going to go into detail there about it here, but trade publications are basically magazines that are put out by their industry magazines. Won't find them on the newsstand. You need to find them specifically through the trade association. But trade publications, that's their whole purpose, is to profile who a potential customer is for a potential industry. So, for example, I recently read an article in a trade publication about the pet industry, and they talk specifically about who's buying all these high-end pet products for it's a $38 billion industry. Who's buying all the pet products? Most of them are baby boomers. A lot of them are baby boomers whose children have grown up and moved out of the house, and the pets have now become their substitute children. A lot of people who are buying these high-end pet products are very interested in getting pet products that relate or that they can relate to. So, for example, they don't want to just buy a plain pet bed. They want to buy a pet bed in a style or color that appeals to them as an owner. I found out about pet owners that pet owners really like high-end products. They're looking at expensive products. They don't want cheap plastic products for their pets anymore. This is what's called a customer profile, and I found all of this information in a trade publication. Now, another place I found information about what pet owners want was by going online to Google. And I just typed in pet trends and pet products. And it came up with a whole bunch of different information, different articles, different websites about the pet industry and what is happening.